the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
The concept of creating a pipeline to higher education has become more prevalent across the nation. At Missouri State University, a number of programs are designed to interest students in higher education at a young age and then provide them with resources to complete a college education. I'm Andrea Mostyn. Dr. Ken Coopwood, Missouri State's Vice President for Diversity and Inclusion, said pipelines to education are designed to reverse disturbing educational trends.
A pipeline is an essential piece to the recruitment and retention initiatives by way that it provides an essential and intentional exposure to linked experiences that students can build their persistence factors toward graduation and ultimately to productive citizenship. We need to have pipelines if for no other reason than this one. I was at a recent legislative event, and I learned that the prison system projects its need for more prisons based on the percentage of third graders who cannot read at the third grade level. Now, this percentage, I learned, is about 60% in the state of Missouri. So having a pipeline that combats this horrific idea is extremely important in terms of building infrastructure so that we can become more accountable for our students and we can hold those accountable for educating the students to a higher standard. And finally, pipelines help us to define what results from various experiences can or cannot be measured so that we are better able to meet the needs of current students and better prepare for the needs of future students.
Coopwood said Missouri State's pipeline programs begin in middle school and continue past college graduation.
Around middle school, we have a STEP conference, which is a transitional education program for Latino students. And we also have the Youth Empowerment Conference, which focuses mostly on high school students. By the time you get out of high school or midway through high school, they're eligible for Upward Bound. Our Upward Bound program has just got a 5-year renewal. So until 2017, we're really good to go in terms of what we can do to ensure that 10th, 11th, and 12th graders make it into higher education. After they get here, we have Student Support Services, which is an undergraduate program, and we have about 190 students that can participate in that program. And again, we've been successful in building that program to the point that since 1992, when the program began here at MSU, for the first time, we have met all the Department of Education criteria for the program standard. So that's really good news. But even after a student graduates, he or she can go into graduate school. And then we have an array of graduate assistantships available for students through our graduate education program. In addition to that, we have the Multicultural Leadership Scholars Program, which would help students go through a number of capstone experiences that help them better connect to the university and make them a more integral part of the campus community. After graduation, there's a Faculty Diversity Composition Initiative, a brand new piece that provides loan forgiveness and reimbursement plans so that a student may go away to get his or her PhD and come back and teach right here at MSU. And if they do that, we'll forgive the loan over a few years, or we will reimburse it, whatever the case may be, and then we have a new faculty person on board.
A statewide diversity conference is scheduled for next spring, and Coopwood said the conference will allow leaders from across the state to learn from each other.
One of the big initiatives coming forward is the establishment of a collaborative diversity conference, and this will be the first of its kind. It's a statewide practitioners conference for diversity education. So we'll try to pull together best practices from around the state of Missouri in all industries. And we want people to build on the successes that others have had in diversity education.
Dr. Ken Coopwood is Missouri State's Vice President for Diversity and Inclusion. And I'm Andrea Mostyn for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.